This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we outlined Mark 10. Under the title, The Key to a God-Blessed Life, we identified three major points in your family, in your personal life, in your community of believers. We amplified point one. Now let's look at point two, in your personal life. In Mark 10, 17 through 31, I reflected on the account of the rich young man who came to Jesus with the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" He asked the right question, but when Jesus probed deeper, it became apparent his riches were too important to him, more important than gaining eternal life. After asking the right question, we need to make the right response. Recognizing how difficult this can be, Jesus pointed out, "For some, this step of selling out to God seems impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible." In other words, in our right response, there must be faith that God will make the impossible happen. This faith is not intangible. It is a faith which acts in obedience. Even when no one understands our action, true faith obeys both implicitly and explicitly. When we ask the right question and make the right response to God's answers in His Word, this is a faith response. This kind of faith response will be blessed by God. Unfortunately, the rich young man in Mark 10 forfeited God's blessing for time and eternity, because to him, holding on to his wealth was more important. How tragic. He wouldn't be able to take his wealth with him into eternity unless he gave it away as Jesus instructed him to. If you want God's blessing on your life, don't hold anything back from Him, especially when He clearly identifies what He wants. Trust Him and obey.